Okay, let's just turn down the music and get right over here to Linwood, where I believe, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I believe it's Rainey who's calling us from Linwood. Hi, ma'am.
Yes,
what's
yes.
on your mind?
Thank you. Yes, I need to find out about chelation.
Yes,
I've
ma'am.
I've got a over 500 calcium score on some of my vessels, and I've got a heavy metal gallium. It was an MRI contrast from years ago, and
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if chelation treats the calcium buildup and the gallium.
Okay, well, ma'am, it does help get out the gadolinium. No question about that. It will help to pull it out. In fact, it pulls it out. Now, as far as the calcium buildup in the arteries goes, though, that's a sometimes yes, sometimes no. Years ago, I wanted an answer to that question, too. So we did a little research project on 6 people who had calcium buildup in their arteries. And 3 of them, the chelation significantly helped. And 3 of them, it did not help. So it was a 50-50, almost exactly. Now, that doesn't mean there's nothing to be done, because in the ones who it didn't help, we went on to use a German protocol that uses phospholipids, they're called. And the phospholipids, they help to reduce the cholesterol plaque. And if we reduce that, then the calcium score usually goes down too. So chelation will remove toxic metals. It will also, by the way, pull calcium out, but pulling it out of those blood vessels, out of that cholesterol plaque, is not necessarily where it's going to pull it from. It works sometimes and not others. But having said that, there are other things to do that can be effective.
Okay. So do you do that in your clinic?
Yes, we do chelation quite commonly, unfortunately, because there are more and more and more of us who have had exposure to toxic metals. Since industrialization started in China, more of that has come, literally, toxic metals even, have come floating across the Pacific. I'm not blaming the Chinese, because on the East Coast of the United States, our toxic stuff floats all the way over to Europe. It's just the way the wind goes. So, yes, we do that quite a bit.
So how many treatments do you need for, like, heavy metals versus if you were going to do for calcium score?
Okay. If you're going to do it if you're going to try to get the calcium out with that, we usually do about 20 of them, and then do a retest to see if it got the person anywhere, because we don't want to keep on going if it's not working for that person. Now, for the
retest would be the calcium score again.
I'm afraid so, ma'am. That's the only way of testing
it,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then for the heavy metals, is it the same amount of time?
That's different. The test that's done is the chelating agent is put into an IV, it's dripped in, and then we ask people to collect the urine for 6 hours to see what came back out again. And that much more effectively tests for all the toxic metals than doing blood tests or anything else. All right.
Oh,
now,
okay.
once we see what is the level of lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, gadolinium, whatever it may be, then we can give you an idea. Oh, okay. According to these levels here, it's probably going to take so many. And there we are.
Okay. But there's no way to do that if you're doing it for the calcium score.
Afraid not. I wish there were.
And do you get supplements or something to replace whatever other things that are good for you?
You got it, ma'am. I'm glad you know that. That's exactly what we do. So I'm told we're at the end of the program. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with you next week.